Good morning. It's Saturday, June 13th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest turns on one central idea. Your metabolic age matters more than your birth year. A new study in Alzheimer's and dementia finds that metabolite-predicted biological age outperforms chronological age in forecasting dementia risk, a signal every health optimizer should act on. A two-year vitamin K2 RCT and fresh mechanistic evidence on phosphatidylcholine round out unusually concrete supplement takeaways. Meanwhile, Life Biosciences' first human dosing of an epigenetic reprogramming therapy and Eli Lilly's 2.75i bet on anti-aging signal the arrival of a new clinical era, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Your Metabolic Age Predicts Dementia Risk Better Than Your Chronological Age. According to Alzheimer's and Dementia, a study in Alzheimer's and Dementia found that when your metabolite-predicted biological age exceeds your chronological age, your risk of vascular dementia, unspecified dementia, and all-cause dementia rises significantly, and disease onset arrives earlier. This is the one to read today. A 115-year-old brain with almost no neurodegeneration challenges what we thought we knew about cognitive decline. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a supercentenarian who lived to 115 showed remarkably minimal neurodegeneration at autopsy, directly challenging the prevailing assumption that extreme old age inevitably ends in severe brain pathology. In supplement news, two-year RCT, vitamin K2, MK7, slowed coronary artery calcification progression by nearly a third. From Nutritional Outlook, a randomized controlled trial in patients with established coronary artery disease found that daily MK7 supplementation, the most bioavailable form of vitamin K2, was associated with nearly one-third less progression of coronary artery calcification over 24 months compared to placebo. Declining phosphatidylcholine levels may be a hidden driver of mitochondrial aging, and it's reversible. From Science Daily, researchers found that declining phosphatidylcholine, a phospholipid essential to mitochondrial membrane structure and function, may be a major cause of age-related mitochondrial dysfunction and cellular energy loss. From the research desk, GLP-1 drugs like semaglutide may slow biological aging, not just promote weight loss. From University of California, University of California researchers have identified multiple mechanisms by which semaglutide may directly influence biological aging, including reducing chronic inflammation, lowering metabolic stress, and dampening the immune hyperactivation that drives accelerated cellular aging. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.